Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you were baptized. I pray that you were safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting a good fight of faith. You keep running your race. You keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah. You keep your eyes fixed on the prize. You stay on a narrow, straight, gate path, and you help out plenty of people along your journey forevermore. Amen. Always remember that the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you, and that the Messiah intercedes for you. So always stay thankful, grateful, appreciative, and take it one day at a time. Most definitely, y'all. Let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another chance to seek his face. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes on our back, and a roof over our head. Let us thank the Lord for protecting us coming in and going out, guiding us through the morning, getting us through the afternoon, getting us through the evening. He is always constantly looking out for us with his grace, mercy, favor, love, the outstretched arm of God, the mighty hand of God, the finger of God, his word, his only begotten son dying for our sins. There's so much things the Lord has done for us throughout our lifetime and continues to keep doing for us because his mercy endures forever. He protects his people. He keeps his promises. Amen. Praise him, y'all. Welcome, everyone. I appreciate all of you for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all. Praying for you all. Brothers and sisters of the faith all over the world, let us be on one accord for the Lord and let us stay strong together. All of our situations and events we're probably dealing with may be intense or hectic or nerve-wracking, but we trust in the Lord through it all. He sustains us. He gives stability. Amen. Praise him, people. Much love to the 12 tribes of Israel scattered all four corners of the earth, all the scattered Israelites among the nations, all ends of the earth. Much love to the churches and ministries out there with the sound doctrine, the harmony, the peace and love and fellowship and gathering. Much love to the martyrs who did it before us and future martyrs, the brave, courageous believers out there, the isolated believers who are being persecuted or going through it. God bless you all. Much love to the great tribulation saints down the road, all the engrafted Gentiles of all nations, tribes, languages, tongues, races, faces, kins, all over the world, all the brand new converts, anyone who just gave their life to Christ, anyone who just became a believer, anyone who just got baptized, anyone who just repented, God bless all of you. Welcome. I love you all, most definitely. Welcome everyone, all peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all kindreds, everybody. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. All the animals, all the creatures, all the beasts, all the fish in the sea, the birds in the air, the trees, the plants, the mountains, let all of God's creation praise him. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted and grafted in, it is all right. Let's gather together and praise the Most High. Sing a new song, clap our hands, stomp our feet, praise him. Rejoice, always rejoice, people. Make a joyful noise, make a joyful sound. Clap your hands, stomp your feet, play an instrument. Crowd to the Lord. Do what you got to do for the Most High, y'all. Most definitely. You know, always serve him with gladness and joy and always worship in spirit and truth. Most definitely. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your might, heart, soul, strength, and might. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your might, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives until the Son comes back. Amen. He has come back like a thief in the night. He has come back at an hour nobody knows but the Father. He has come back for a people who are spotless, blameless, ready to go. Amen. The twinkling of an eye, y'all. So he has come back with them angels. Let us keep our lamps and our oils. Let's keep the commandments. Keep the word of God. Keep the testimony of Jesus. Keep the faith. Keep the Messiah in your life. Keep doing the Great Commission. Keep being doers of the word. Keep spreading the gospel. All those things, people, most definitely. Let the Most High continuously keep showing himself to us, revealing himself to us more often through dreams, visions, encounters, all types of various ways of communication. Let's get more closer to the Most High. Let's seek his face. Draw near to God, he'll draw near to you. Let's obey the gospel. Let's obey the law, statute, commandments. Let's obey all of God's word. Anything the Most High has told us personally, according to our life, our calling, our purpose, our situation, our gifts, our talents, what have you. Handle that, people. Honor that. Amen. Prayers up for everybody who's dealing with any battles with finances or health or mental health or any family or friend issues or anything like that. Prayers up. Amen. Prayers, prayers up always, people. All right. So in today's message, we will just go through today's Bible reading. We will go through the recommended reading scriptures. We will go through the commentary. And then from there, we will close out with a prayer. We will close out with a priestly blessing. And we will close out giving all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah, y'all. So here we go. All right, today's Bible reading is Psalm 123. The recommended reading scriptures is Job chapter 19, verse 27, Psalm 34, and also the book of Proverbs chapter 23, verse 26. The title of this commentary is Lift Your Eyes. The only route to a certain harbor in Italy leads through a narrow channel between dangerous rocks and shoals. Over the years, many ships have crashed as crews have tried to navigate through the channel. To solve this problem, authorities mounted three lights on three huge poles in the harbor to guide ships safely into port. When a ship's captain lines up the three lights and all three appear as one light, the ship can proceed safely up the narrow channel. Everything depends on the captain's eyes. If he sees two or three lights, he knows he's off course and in danger. In much the same way, the songwriter of Psalm 123 and his fellow Israelites turned their eyes to the Lord, looking to him for safe harbor. For those who sang this song in worship, this scene brought them back to their captivity in ancient Babylon, a sadly familiar setting for the people of Israel. While in captivity, the people pleaded with the Most High to end their persecution. They sought help for the present and promises for future restoration, as God has promised, and they asked for mercy, expressing their readiness for whatever might come from the hand of the Most High. Charles Haddon Spurgeon wrote, "Creation, providence, grace, these are all motions of the Most High's hand. We see these motions every day, in the waves of the ocean, at sunrise and sunset, in the deer by the brook, and the way the trees of the forest are clothed with splendor. We also see the motions of the Most High's hands within our lives, when he provides for our needs, heals our broken relationships, or comforts us in our suffering and grief. God moves among his creation. He hears the pleas of his people. Even when shrouded in clouds and darkness, unable to see where the future may lead, we can rest in the knowledge that our captain sees beyond the dangerous rocks and shoals. He himself embodies the three lights in one. He's the ultimate navigator of our lives. Amen." Things to take away from the commentary. Where do you look when you need help? Why? What difficult situations has God guided you through in the past? Why does God want us to look to him for help? In other words, quote unquote, the world's a stage where God's omnipotence, his justice, knowledge, love, and providence do act the parts. Quote, Guillaume de Salluste de Batars. All right, y'all. So that is the commentary. All right. Lift your eyes to the Most High, people. I look to the hills, and where does my help come from? It comes from the Lord, y'all. Praise him always, y'all. We always trust him through it all. Many people are going through intense situations or feeling hard on themselves or what have you, but the Most High God is people. He really does. So let's be firm and steadfast through these times. Amen. What I love to do as I close out is give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah. So here we go. Hallelujah. I praise the Most High God of heaven and earth. He is the God of Shem, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob forever. He is the God of Israel. He's the God of the Hebrews, most definitely. He is the God of Noah, Job, and Daniel. Praise the Most High, y'all. His only begotten Son died for our sins, rose up 3 days later, y'all. Much love to the Messiah for shedding his blood for the whole world. Most definitely, y'all. He is the last Adam, the second Adam. Praise the Lord, y'all. He is the advocate. Praise the Lord, the almighty, true, and living God. Praise him, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the armor of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed and only potentate, the blessed and only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, God is with us, eternal life, everlasting Father, faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn of all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, the I am who I am, the great I am, the image of God, Jehovah. Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Nisai, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, king eternal. He is a king of Israel. Amen. He is a king of kings. Hallelujah. He is a king of kings, the Lord of lords. Hosanna, Hosanna of the highest praise. Hosanna, son of David. Blessed be he that comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise him. He's the king of saints, king of the ages, king of the Jews, the king, the lamb of God, the lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the life of the world. Lion of the tribe of Judah, he is the living one, the living stone, the Lord is holiness, the Lord is my portion, the Lord our righteousness, the Lord is my shield, my buckler, praise him, the Lord is my banner, my good fortress, my high tower, my refuge, my salvation, my strength, my redeemer, my healer, my provider, praise him always, y'all, hallelujah. Yahweh Yahuwah Yahweh Shai Yahweh Ben Yahweh Yahya Shai Yeshua Hamashiach Barakathah Shalom Shalom Yeshua Elohim Yehosha Yehusha Yehosha Ahaya Shai Adonai. He is the consuming fire. He is the father of lights, the father of the fatherless, the father of widows, the father of mercies. He is the God of heaven and earth. His son is at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. He's the great physician, can heal all things. He's the carpenter, can fix all things. With God, all things are possible. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. God made everything in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. He could fix your situation right now. Name Jesus, y'all. We touching the grave, y'all. Call on him and he'll show you great mighty things, y'all. Search and seek him with all your heart and you will find him, y'all. He is a rewarder to those who seek him diligently. Got to have faith in him. Got to believe in him. Got to trust in him. Your faith made you well. Your faith blessed you. Faith is how you overcame the world. Your faith got you everything in your life. Praise him. The favor, the hand of God is on your life forever. The mighty hand of God's on your life forever. The outstretched arm of God's on your lives forever. The finger of God's on your lives forever. Praise him. Healing, restoration, deliverance, miracles, signs, wonders. We are in agreement with the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Praise the Most High, y'all. He got us. No matter how crazy it look right now, he got us, people. Walk by faith and not by sight. Praise him. Just shall live by faith, y'all. Praise him always, people. He is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah. The mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the Resurrection and Life, the Resurrection, the Resurrector, the Life, the Revelation, the Revelator, the Righteous Branch, the Righteous One, the Radiant One, the Perfect Example, the Rock, the Root of David, the Rose of Sharon, the Rule of God's Creation, the Rule of the Kings of the Earth, the Savior, the Seed of Woman, the Shepherd and Bishop of Souls, the Shiloh, the Son of Abraham, the Son of David, the Son of God, the Son of Man, Son of the Blessed, Son of the Most High God, the Source of Eternal Salvation for all who obey him, the Son of Righteousness, the Just One, the One Mediator, the stone to build is rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he's the truth. Amen. He is the way. Hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life. Praise him. The wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word made flesh, the living word. Praise him. Hallelujah. We know that his word is purifying silver, just as David said in the Psalms. Every word of God is true, pure, and flawless, as the book of Proverbs says. And we know that his words are double-edged sword, as the book of Hebrews says. Amen. We touch and agree, y'all. So, y'all going through it out there, y'all different tests, challenges or obstacles or whatever. Yo, man, prayer is a comfort to all of you out there. Anyone who's going through a good time, a breakthrough, or a blessing, something positive, God bless you and enjoy it. These times are challenging all over the world for various people. So we are all in one accord for the Most High. We are interceding for each other, praying for one another, having our minds on all of us, all the brothers of the faith out there. We are all mindful of each other. Amen. Praise the Most High. So there you have it. All right. That is the message. Okay. Now, what I'd love to do as I close out is give y'all the priestly blessing on the way out, all right? So here we go. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Shalom. Amen. Selah. Barakatha. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I love you all. Praying for you all. Peace.